Hey, After Buzzers, it's that time. It's Monday night, and tonight on Dancing with the Stars, the celebs paid tribute to their most memorable year. So stay tuned as we try to hold back the tears and discuss all the details.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Love that song.
And Aretha, that's from Aretha singing,
That's from Aretha singing Amazing Grace. My beautiful co-host is chiming in. This is the lovely lady to my left.
Yourself.
I'll introduce myself. She's so graceful.
I know, thank you.
So to speak, yeah. So I'm Tara Tenor, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenor, and this is my beauty to my left.
Hey guys, my name is TK Trinidad, and you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, and we also have the live chat going, so, you guys are already on there. All right, hey guys.
And we're missing our third co-host, Brooke Lacey, who's at home with the flu, so feel better, girly. But let's dive into tonight on Dancing with the Stars. I love this episode.
This episode was really, really good. This person that's not too, or tries not to be too emotional, got me little feels here and there.
Yes, I know. I saw that when we were watching.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Yeah, we were trying to find the Kleenex as we were watching it. It was very, very emotional and so beautiful. And I loved just the vulnerability from everybody. Nobody really held back, and I thought that there was top performances through and through. Mm-hmm. So should we dive right into our first performer of the night? Was Normani and Val, who she had her girl troupe with her tonight. All the girls from Fifth Harmony joined her.
All minus one, but you.
Yeah, minus one. But they were amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was, I love the performance. I love the fact that she sang, and then she kind of went into the performance, loved her dress. Just a great performance, but compared to the other performances, I find like she was like, the first couple of weeks she was kind of on top. Yeah. Now, because almost everybody else stepped up their game, now she's like, there's a big clump at the top now, which is great. That makes a really great competition. Yes. So I did like her performance, but hers wasn't the favorite for me tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody else is just improving so quickly, and she's just been amazing from the start. So it has sort of flatlined a little bit, but I did love like the relationship that you could see between her and all of her girls. And you know, her most memorable year was 2012 when she decided to audition for the X Factor and obviously
game
formed
changer.
The band. Yeah, which was interesting. And I loved the tribute to her parents as well, because it's amazing that they gave up everything so that she could have the career that she has. So
yeah, the fact that her mom took her on auditions, I mean, that's a big thing. Her dad worked two jobs. Yeah. So it was definitely credit to the parents, and then also encouraging her to try out for X Factor, because it sounded like she wasn't even going to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Other than the push from her parents, and she has them to thank because it's turned into a huge success.
Yeah,
I liked her performance, but I also think, you know, we have such high standards when it comes to her because she's just been such a front runner the whole way through. So it'll be interesting to see what she does next week.
Yeah.
I wonder if she felt that.
I don't know. It almost felt, because they're off tour at the moment, or they're not touring at the moment, as far as what I thought I heard them say.
Yeah.
So it's like she seemed like she had more time, and they did the rumba, but it didn't seem like...
Is it action-packed or something?
Yeah, well, it was action-packed, but it didn't seem like it was... Like, she didn't include the dance, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's aspects of it, but other dancers or other performances kind of, this was the dance, and they included it, and they had the emotion.
Right.
It's like she did more of the emotion and less of the dance, which, in this point that we're at now, like, she needed to combine both. So that, to me, that's what was missing. It's like kind of the elements of the rumba.
Yeah. I know Len, sort of, that was his comments when he was, you know, giving his feedback, but he was kind of calling out Val for really having him add in some like technicalities to the dance.
I mean, it's not like she can't do it.
She can totally. Yeah, that was kind of on him, I think. Maybe he got overwhelmed with the fact that they were having, you know, extra performers on stage or something. I don't know.
I just feel, and this is another thing, I almost kind of want to go back and watch all the performances minus the lead up, like the story behind it, and see if I still feel the same way. Because I felt like a lot of performances got me more, like if I were voting, it would get me more because the emotions were there. And there was a connection there opposed to just the dance. There was some performances where the dance was great and, you know, you got that emotional payback. But,
Yeah, the packages really added to the whole performance.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see next week. Because I don't think she's touring this week. So I think we'll see
next week. Yeah, no, she's not. That's what they said. So, okay, let's get into our next performance of the night. It was Nick Vile and PETA doing a rumba to The Shape of You. And that one was in a totally different level. Like, I just felt like he tried to be so genuine, which, okay, that sounds terrible. I'm sure he was being genuine, but it just seemed like all the other performances were so almost like emotionally raw and like so vulnerable.
I don't know. I think I put here that there was a huge improvement, and I said he was more believable than the other weeks. I feel like he's improved, and this is probably his best dance overall. And I love the fact that other performers did that too. They included their spouses or their moms or dads or, you know, their family members in the dance as well. And I loved that he went to his fiance and, you know, almost exposed her. But, you know, that wasn't planned, of course. But I loved I think it was a huge performance. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah. No, I mean, I think from a technical standpoint, his like, skills as a dancer, like, have continued to improve, and his form is excellent, and all the judges commented on that. I just feel like just the context of The Bachelor as being, like, his most memorable year.
Oh, so you didn't connect the emotional, like, the story behind. He could have picked something else. Yes. Yeah.
But then I feel like he probably would have been in trouble with his fiance. I don't think he had a choice.
Well, not even the fiance. I think it's a ABC thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe ABC is like, you better say.
I know. But why wouldn't he, like, take away the fact that he met her on Bachelor. That's true. Like, wouldn't you want your husband to say that?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Yeah. But I just feel like, obviously, you know, The Bachelor has this sort of connotation associated with it where people don't really take those relationships seriously. Right. So for him to sort of pay tribute to that, I think is why I had a little bit, I mean, I thought it was great. I just think compared to some of the other performances
that
were so emotional for me, I was seriously holding back tears. Yeah.
If you were comparing it to other performances, I don't think he was as good. However, I definitely felt like he's improved. And it's kind of like when you're learning something new. So you're trying, you can see the look of determination in his face, but that was kind of like last week. This week felt like he had the determination and it was coming together almost like that muscle memory that Simone was talking about. Right. So I feel like, you know, if he gets more weeks, because now it's, you know, more difficult based off of, you know, who left the show tonight. Right. So as the weeks go on, you're going to see who actually is able to connect, pair the two. Mm-hmm. And I think he's getting there. I don't know if he'll have enough time to kind of get to that point based off of where everybody else's starting point was.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a good point. Okay, next performance was Nancy and Artem. Speaking of emotional performance, that one was, I had tears streaming down my face. It was just, I mean, she too is somebody who, you know, usually comes across a little bit more serious and, you know, poised because she's a professional figure skater, you know, two-time medalist. And you just saw this, like, vulnerable side to her that, you know, I don't think anybody's ever seen before.
It makes a huge difference. I think as athletes, you're trained to be in the zone. And that zone, like for me, when I was, you know, when I ran track, like emotions was not involved. It's like, oh, you're in pain. Okay, keep on running. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Keep on running. There's no other
option. Not part of the performance.
Yeah. You can't say, oh, well, this happened. No, you show up and you do your job. So it's just kind of, you know, you're trained that way. So it's very hard to say, okay, well, you know, what really inspired you? It's like, no, you were past that. Like, yeah. That was when you were five.
Right.
So yeah, it's really,
we can talk
I really
about that later.
Yeah. I really loved, yeah, I definitely felt the same way. It's like she let everybody in just a little bit. I'm sure there's more. Like, I have this feeling like once the cameras are off and with her family in her comfort zone, she's definitely like a quirky person, definitely an introvert for sure, but like she probably says some off the wall things, like, you know, I definitely see that possibility.
Yes, totally.
But she's not gonna let us in until, you know, it's like bit by bit. I don't know if we'll see the full side of her, but love this performance.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe that was sort of a sneak peek. I mean, now that she just executed that so well, maybe she will now just feel more comfortable showing that side. Because I feel like that's what the judges really had to say, too, is they loved seeing that vulnerable side to her. And, I mean, just for her to even be able to talk about her struggle with infertility and having six miscarriages in eight years.
And she felt shameful. And
yeah, I mean, that is such a personal topic for her or any woman, and there's so many women across the world that struggle with that. So how empowering of her to share that and dedicate the dance to her family. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I thought that her foxtrot, just from a technical standpoint, was just so lovely and really smooth. And yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, I loved her foxtrot, and I think she's only gonna improve. It's like one of those things, like, you know, you almost expect greatness because she reached to that level.
Yes.
And every, like, I think the first week she was really stiff, and now you're seeing movement here and there. So I think, and definitely more the ballroom dances are her element, because it's staying within, you know, the confines and, you know, how you hold your hands, and it's very structured. So, I mean, I don't know. She might be one of those, like, dark horse type folks where it's like, okay, you see her, she's in the pack, and then it'll be 1 week where everything connects, where you're able to see her emotion, and she has the technical aspect per se as far as muscle memory and repetition and stuff like that. You know, I think, you know, we might see in a couple weeks where she's gonna come out, emerge out of the pack almost at the top.
Yeah, well, yeah, that combined with her determination, as her husband really commented on in the package, and that was a cool interview with her husband, because you don't really see him.
Barely.
Yeah, speak that often. But, just her determination all around, just to be, you know, such a successful athlete, and she carries that through to being an amazing mom, and now, you know, Dancing with the Stars, you can tell she's in it to win it.
Yeah.
So she's a fun one to watch. And then the next performance was Mr. T.
Oh,
and Kim, and he was the star eliminated tonight, which we kind of knew that was coming.
I don't know.
I mean, he was in the bottom two last week, too, but
yeah, I definitely agree. It was kind of one that I think I was telling you before they voted him off. It was just kind of if he had one more week, and based off of this week's performance, like, let's, you know, be honest, he's not going to win.
Right.
But based off of this week's performance, he might not have been let go. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, damn, like, oh man, this was such a great. But on his Twitter, I was checking through his Twitter. I was checking through his Twitter, and it's like he was almost prepared to go, because a lot of his tweets, you know, it was like he knew. Like, almost like, you know, you kind of know when you're in the bottom fray of things. Like, okay, well, they went, all right, so it's now, like, my turn. So, like, his tweet 3 hours ago was, thank God. 4 hours ago, amazing grace. Then 14 hours ago, thanks for grace. But then this is the interesting thing. So today is the 10th. So on the 9th, he said, I need my space. I got to get away from all the jibber jabber. I need to relax and get a good night's sleep. And then I have to do some camera blocking. No, there was something he said about, even though it was emotional and trying, I got through it, and it's a good week because I didn't give up, nor did I quit. And then it was just kind of like, if you read through his tweets, it's like he's almost prepared to go.
He's so, like, foreshadowing.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
I did like his performance, though.
I mean, his performance was so beautiful. I mean, he talked about, you know, 1995 being his most memorable year, being diagnosed with cancer. And just, you know, his whole, like, purpose of being on the show is really to just show people that they have to fight for what they believe in, and to really, you know, never give up on life, and how he really found God through that experience, and really shared, his faith with everyone. And I honestly feel like that was such a beautiful way for him to exit the show because he really got to give his message in such a profound way.
Yeah. So he did the waltz. And I found that, remember in the first couple performances, you saw his personality.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is who he is.
Yeah.
And at the end of today's performance, I felt like he's somebody's dad, which he is. And, like, he's, you know, or somebody's granddad. And, you know, I felt more connected to him. And also, I was looking, kind of doing a little bit of research. His father was a preacher. So he comes from, like, a deep, like, you know, a deep, sense. Deep faith. So it's really interesting because you've seen the ups and downs of his career, you know, the movies, the WWE stuff and all this other stuff. And it's just kind of like he's probably had, he could probably count the amount of times. And then, you know, I sensed the cancer was like the darkest point where he could have pretty much give up. Yeah. Because if you think about your life, if you've kind of done everything and you come to this point where it's okay, well, I've done everything, now I can, you know, he didn't. He kept fighting. So I don't know. I loved the performance. I think he improved. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's just, you know, there's a lot more technical things. Like, I kept noticing there's just one annoying part where he just wasn't finishing with his legs. Like, he would put his leg out and extend, but he wasn't pointing with his foot. He just kind of left it there. It's like, no, don't. So there's little things.
Also, I think age comes into play.
I know, but
he can't move, obviously, as quick as some of the younger folks.
Of course, he's not doing the flips or anything.
Yeah, but I just feel like that if he were to get eliminated after any performance, that was just such a beautiful exit for him.
Yeah, I mean, this was definitely a great performance. I don't know, I kind of almost wanted to see what he would do with Disney next week. See how you play that, but yeah, definitely a great performance. I mean,
yeah, I don't know, but I loved, I agree with you, I loved his performance, and I thought it was just so profound. And I kind of disagreed with the judges' scores. I thought that, I mean, he got sevens across the board, and
that's about right. I felt that was about right. I felt like he would be like the dad, you know, like you're in a wedding.
Yeah.
That would be the dance that, like, it was good. Like, it wasn't one of those, you know how, like, you have some parents or just some folks who just, they try, but they just can't get it. That was a dance that he got. He spent time on it, and he's dancing with his daughter. Like, that's how I connected with it. It was like, oh, my gosh, this is such a dad, like, daddy-daughter dance type thing. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, great performance, but we all knew that he was going to go.
Yeah, kind of.
We're halfway through, so.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Watcher Carter says age is a problem.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It was sort of...
Well, you know.
Yeah. But it's okay. He was still very graceful and fun to watch. And on a different speed, the next performer, Heather and Alan. Alan's still in for Max. He's still out with his calf injury.
Yeah. It's going to take him some time.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like you should say, I'm injured too, and put your foot on the table, but that might not be
perfect. I know, right? I actually, you know, I looked up, so I guess he did travel outside of LA, Max, for treatment for his calf, and he actually went and saw the same orthopedic doctor that that Shauna Burgess saw last season for her knee injury, and she said that she had like a 2-week recovery from that, which was like
from crazy. A knee surgery?
No, from a knee injury. She had like a torn knee last season, yeah, it's a little different. Came back in 2 weeks, and he has a torn calf muscle. And so in case anybody's looking for an amazing orthopedic doc,
shout out. There you go.
Included, I broke my foot. I may have to fly out to see this guy, but it's Dr. William Seeds, and they were giving him a shout out. So I thought it was interesting to share his name. But he also has said so many times on social media that his plan was to be back tonight on the show.
Oh, okay.
April 10th was his goal.
Right.
To be back, but that obviously didn't happen. So TBD whenever he returns.
Well, I mean, he's...
Dr. Seeds, hurry up. We want to see Max.
Heather's in good hands. Like, Alan's doing really well. I believe he choreographed this dance. They did the cha-cha.
Yes.
Loved her outfit. Loved her outfit. It's like her outfit. From dance floor to, like, you can almost do it if you're not kind of following the standards of, like, you know, the wedding dress and all this other stuff. You can do that. Even, like, a white all-white party for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You can do that. I loved her outfit. Loved her outfit.
Well, I loved, like, the two-dimensional thing with, like, the skirt. And then she tears off the skirt and has this amazing pantsuit. I agree. I'm like, why did I do that at my wedding? I've been way more comfortable so to... She
spins you and there goes the dress.
Yeah, way more comfortable to dance in that outfit. Anyway, but no, I loved her cha-cha to... Shut Up and Dance. I love that song, by the way. So catchy. But yeah, they're a great pair. And I was like commenting, on their partnership and like ability to really like be totally in sync. And it's amazing that, you know, he just stepped in
right
so quickly and they just clicked. But I think that really speaks to her ability as a dancer too.
And I think the fact, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, because it took her about a week to get... Well, not a week, because I think she found out the day before they were about to do the dance when Alan took over. Right. So it's going to be interesting when Max comes back if there's going to be, like, a slight hiccup or she's just going to fall into play. I loved the dance. I put, like, it's just the best combination of technique and storyline. Like, you saw the storyline, but it was still the dance. Like, it was just a great pairing. Like, I loved it. Loved it. Just kind of told the whole story.
Yeah. And I love, too, that it was fun to have a couple, you know, upbeat performances.
Right. Not everybody wants to cry all the time.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, this is so sad.
And that's actually harder to do, like, to evoke emotion with a song that's not as slow.
Yes.
And still do the dance and still feel what she's saying and still feel, like, what she's trying to convey. Mm-hmm. Like, that, by far, is harder than, you know, pulling out that song, like, a sad song and then telling the sad story, which... I definitely don't think that's what they're trying to do, but it's just like, you know, okay, sad song, sad story, cue the baby crying. Like,
you know.
Like, you can...
Oh, like, you don't get bonus points for making people cry.
So, well, I mean...
But actually, though, I mean, I was so misty-eyed during her package, like, listening to her husband talk about her and just their whole
MySpace.
Story. MySpace. Like, what? I don't need... Did you ever have a MySpace?
No. I think I did, but, like, when... Like, I was trying to do all the social media, and I was like, I just forget it. I'm over it. I think I set up a page, and I didn't do anything with it.
I know. I was like, wow, he's lucky that she responded to him, and that's how the magic started.
Yeah, I know, because it seems like MySpace is like...
kind of creepy.
Yeah, well, not creepy, but it's like old. This is before Facebook, so it just seems very...
Yeah, and she's young.
Yeah, so I
don't
know.
She's what?
Like, is MySpace still... I know Justin Timberlake. Well, anyways, folks don't want us here. Folks want to hear this.
Sorry.
Dance.
We're going off.
We read your comments, guys, so we're trying to keep you guys happy.
But I mean, Tom Bergeron called that out. That was funny. He's like, I don't think I've heard the term MySpace for a decade. And I was like, yeah, I kind of agree with that. But anyway, her performance was amazing. And I love the little, like, funny door close at the end to the baby room so they could still sort of dance the night away. That was adorable. And she's just such an amazing performer, fun to watch, great energy.
And I think she's getting it. Like, before, I with everything that we try to go back to, like, our safety net or a safeguard.
Yeah.
Remember, she tried to do a little, like, not hip-hop, but she did a little bit something in between. I think that was the week Max was out and Alan came in. So, but she's, it just seems like it's perfect. It's like she's finally getting, you know.
She's sort of sticking to the whatever style.
Sticking into the style, but it's kind of sticking to the style, but still seeing her.
Yeah.
Because one thing is you could stick to the style and do the steps, but then you're just kind of doing the steps.
Right.
Now she's the combinations. I'm excited about her, too, as far as the coming weeks.
I know. I love watching her, for sure. And then another one that was fun to watch was David, Ross, and Lindsay doing the Vietnamese Waltz to Forever Young.
I like that one.
Yeah, I liked that. That was an emotional package. 2016 was his most memorable year.
So many good things went well for him. And then his three kids. I said this last week. I really want to see him not be the goofy him. Because we know that's who he is. It's not an act or anything like that. Right. And you saw, you know, a different side. And I felt like he was a little bit uncomfortable doing that side of him.
Yeah.
But I love the dance, and I love that he trusted his partner enough to allow her to choreograph it and still kind of bring the emotion out there. So I liked it. It was smooth. You know,
I thought parts of it were a little
jerky,
choppy, but his vulnerability throughout the performance kind of smoothed that over a little bit.
And his look of determination. Yeah. Like, he can, as he was doing some spins, you can kind of see that he's really concentrating on trying to get it right.
Yes.
Opposed to, I think, oh my God, I should have scrubbed that out of my mind. The whole Magic Mike thing. Like, last week.
It was not your thing.
Yes. Last week, it was just kind of, he seemed way more comfortable. And then when you're comfortable, you don't necessarily have to think about it as much. Right. This week, it felt like there are certain parts where it's like he was just trying to stick those moves. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think, I definitely don't think he's going to make it to the end.
Yeah, I think, you don't.
No. Mm-hmm. I like him.
Yeah,
I like him. I would love to, like, hang out with him and his family. Like, he seems like that guy that you will just laugh all the time. But
I know.
On a technical aspect, and I don't know if he's going to get the serious part of it. I think he might revert back to the comical part.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where Lindsay sort of takes him. Because we know now that he can do both. But I also think that this performance, you could just tell. I think part of his determination is obviously because he's a competitive athlete mm-hmm. and he likes to always put his best foot forward. But I also think it's because this was a really important tribute.
Right.
I mean, 2016 was a really memorable year for him. He, you know, won the World Series with the Cubs. And, it was sort of transitioning from having a successful baseball career mm-hmm. to being a full-time dad of three kids. And that obviously is an emotional journey. And so he really wanted to sort of do the due diligence of, you know, paying ode to that lovely transition.
And then the fact that it got rained out on the season opener and they played it on the Jumbotron. Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious. Great Wrigley and hilarious. Field, yeah. Like, at least it wasn't the Magic Mike one.
They probably had to, you know, okay it.
Yeah.
Somebody.
It's like a Vietnamese waltz. Okay, that has to be safe.
Oh, okay. Forever Young is the song. Okay,
yeah. So.
That's so true. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, he got eights except a seven from Carrie Ann, Okay, I have to be honest. I feel like she's kind of not a fan. I don't feel like she kind of gets him.
I think she's just more of a, it seems like she's playing the role of the little bit, well.
She's like the heart judge this season.
Somewhat. It depends, because Len sometimes has his moods on certain episodes.
Certain episodes. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
But I kind of agree with her seven. Like, I know you guys don't care, but I put the judges' scores, and I put the total, and I put what I think, and I put mm-hmm. a seven. Mm-hmm. But I think she's a real stickler about technical stuff, and especially if you're able to do the technical stuff. Like, you know, obviously, you know, she didn't point certain things out for Mr. T, but if you're able to do the technical stuff, and you're kind of almost...
She judges
more on ability, and then she points it out so then the dance partner can make sure to pay attention to that next week. So I think she almost does a service, because you just say, oh, yeah, that was great, and you're judging on, oh, I'm feeling the emotion and all this other stuff, and not giving them any, like, certain things to mm-hmm. look at. Then when, as the weeks go by, then that little thing might become a bigger thing.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, she's just trying to give a lot of constructive criticism, which mm-hmm. I think is, you're right, probably so helpful for them. And it seems like it's been working for a lot of the people that she's given hard critiques to.
Trini, again, I apologize for names. TriniBoy27 says, let's face it, it's the girls all the way. They're way stronger than the boys or guys. Yeah, so I kind of feel... almost.
Except for this next
one. Yeah, yeah.
That's the perfect transition. Because mm-hmm. our next performer was Rashad and Emma. He had the highest... Yeah, a contemporary performance. Tear-jerking performance. Mm-hmm. He paid tribute to his sort of, you know, emotional relationship with his dad. Mm-hmm. Just very powerful performance, and he received the highest scores of the season.
Yeah, that by far was my favorite.
That was my favorite too, because I also had tears literally streaming down my face watching that.
It's kind of one of those things where it was just the perfect combination. So they did contemporary, mm-hmm. which I feel like you can almost show the story even more. Depending on who's choreographing the dance. Mm-hmm. And he was able to show all of it, like all the aspects of it. It felt like you know, there's a point where he was showing him as a kid and then him as an adult. And then eventually, like, I don't know if you guys see that meme where, you know, your mom takes care of you as a kid. And then as you get older, right. And then there's one point now that you're carrying your mom. Like, it felt like that was how his performance was. Yeah. The storyline of it. Thought he was amazing.
That kind of was the storyline, just, you know, about how he basically left his Division I football scholarship to go home and take care of his
He went to another school. If you guys know what school he went to, please let me know on the live chat. I'll look it up while we're talking. But he ended up going to another school, and everybody was saying that that was a bad decision, which is really hard, especially if you're in a D1 school. To go from a D1 to another D1, there's a lot of penalties involved. Football career, like, there's just a lot of...
What's so amazing, though, is that none of that has obviously held him back.
Right, and that's career. Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's not funny, but I'm sure he spoke about faith as well. Like, he says, a family that prays together stays together. Mm-hmm. And despite the fact that his father, you know, wasn't necessarily connected with him because of some alcoholism, mm-hmm. Liberty University. Thanks, Trini Boy. That's where he ended up at.
Yes.
So because he wasn't connected to his father, he could have just said not turn back. But I think because of that choice he made. And then he probably did so well at the university that he ended up at. Because some of the choices as far as NFL drafts are also, you know, story-based as well. Right. Obviously, you have to have the skill, but that's an amazing story.
Yeah. So. But it's just amazing that he has been able to really, like, keep his priorities in place mm-hmm. so well and still had a successful career. Because I feel like some people think that you have to sacrifice so much to have both.
Right.
And it's amazing to hear stories of people that were able to, you know, still remain so close to their family and have that be the number one priority
right.
and go on to still have this amazing career.
Yeah, I went back and looked at the dance again, well, at least mm-hmm. half of it until you came back from the bathroom. But you're too short. Just joking. I looked at, like, you know, part of the dance again. I was trying to look for at least one thing that was like, I didn't, or this, and yeah. I couldn't find anything. And, like, I was looking at, like, the way her feet were or his, like, his arms. And I just could not find. I was looking for some type of misstep. It was really well done. Really well done.
Yes. Yeah, I think.
Let's try to get him on the show.
I know. Let's totally get him on the show. Well, and then which judge was saying? Bruno was saying that, yeah, it was as if he was watching two artists perform because mm-hmm. it was that technically sound and just so well executed. But I also think contemporary dance is
a lot easier to express.
Yeah, because, like, they can't really. It's like, how do you judge, like, a contemporary dance? Well, I mean, I feel like if it's really bad, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, amazing. It seems like because. You just have to have the flow, and, like, it has to just be really smooth. I don't know.
Yes and no, because you think about it's so contemporary dance to me seems like it offers more of a variety.
Yes.
So they could have picked the wrong song, the wrong moves, and tried to, you know, do something, and the connection wouldn't be there. So it's like the fact that they were able to find the smooth road for everybody or the majority of people to connect with it and to understand the storyline and mm-hmm. to get the right moves and the lifts and all this other stuff is still amazing because they have such a, you know, they could so much things to choose from.
Right.
So I think almost doing it this way was hard. Having that as an option is harder.
Yeah. I mean, he is such an incredible dancer, and I think he would probably rise to any challenge that is brought to his attention, especially in this competition. It seems like he's been a front runner for sure.
Armando says it's less technical than ballroom.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, I feel like there isn't as many little, like, nitpicky things to judge.
Like foot extension.
But all in all, yeah, that was definitely one of my favorites from the night. And then the next performer, Erika Jayne and Gleb, did a cha-cha to Express Yourself. What did we think of that?
I mean, I love Erika Jayne prior to her coming on the show. She started off in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I think, 2 or 3 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I work for another company who reality shows and all this. Anyways, I ended up watching the series because of that. Mm. And then I was like, oh my God, she's just amazing because she's just so unapologetic about who she is. Mm-hmm. However, I just felt like she missed the mark on that one. And then it looked like as she was watching Rashad's dance, like when they kind of did a pan, the look on her face was like, oh crap, like, I didn't.
Oh, really?
That's what I felt like.
That. But probably, because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's. I mean, I feel like there has to sort of be a mix, obviously, right, of styles throughout the night. It can't just be all super sad, right, or really emotional. So I feel like.
I mean, but why can't it be?
Yeah.
Because it's each individual that dance.
But, I mean, I wonder if from a production standpoint, they try to mix it up.
I don't know.
You know?
But then this almost seems like they're setting her up to fail.
I know.
Because there's no connection, and it felt like...
Because that sucks to have to follow that performance,
right,
like whoever you are. But also with... I mean, it just made her performance, to be honest, come across as a little cheesy.
I didn't get cheesy. I felt like it just didn't connect. Like, she told... It was pretty much a story of, like, I went out on my own, and I did it my way type thing. Mm. And, What dance did she do? Sorry.
She did the cha-cha.
The cha-cha. Yeah. I don't know if there's the song choice on top of that. It, you know, on top of the dance, like, it almost felt like, okay, you're getting the cha-cha, and this is the story, but maybe the song choice with the story plus, like, the combination of those three just didn't make it work.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think that the song choice was totally wrong for the cha-cha, because the cha-cha is usually pretty fast-paced and, like, quick feet and fun and, you know, very Latin influenced. Mm-hmm. And the song was a little slow for that style dance, I thought. And then I also, or maybe it wasn't necessarily the song that was slow, but I thought this last week too, it seemed like she was a little slower paced than he was. Like, they just don't seem to be,
I don't know, she was missing much, like, the hip movement, and you know I think the first week she had a lot of hip movement, so I don't know if she's just trying to figure out how sexy she should be. Like, she doesn't, like, mm-hmm. they're telling her not to be as sexy, and she's kind of battling that. And then how the dance is put together, they're trying not to be. It felt like she had such an amazing opportunity to tell her story, because, again, you get that very, you know, this is me, this is how I am. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I'm sure there's a billion stories that she could have told.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this story was, yeah, just...
I know, what did you guys think? I know, I'm kind of torn, because I love her, and I love her message that she just owns who she is, and she comes out, and she does her thing. But, yeah, I feel like she's almost, like, lost a little bit of that. Because,
right,
yeah, I feel like she's not really sure which direction to go. And I also am wondering, too, if it's because she's so used to performing on stage, as sort of, like, her being the focal point.
Right.
That she's having a hard time...
Like, being a partner.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it just... I don't know. I feel like she has so much potential.
I know.
And she
can
do it. Because
we know she's an amazing dancer. I
right.
mean, anyone that's watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills knows that she can kill it on stage and perform like no other. So it almost feels like she's holding back a little bit. Maybe she's saving the best for last.
I don't know. We the Cammy says, Erica and Gleb seem disconnected during the dance.
Yeah, that was what I thought.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
And yeah, I was also so excited for her performance because, I mean, I didn't really know that much about her story and, like, where she started. I knew that she had been performing for a long time.
Right.
Really, you know, struggled to make it as a singer. That's why her whole message is to, you know, never give up.
Right.
And to really, like, follow your heart and not take, you know, no for an answer. And so I was so curious to sort of hear.
But we still didn't get
the
story.
We didn't get the story.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if she felt... Because... If you're doing, like, an overarching message in a few moments, then, you know, that definitely works. But I don't know. It felt like the producers almost did her a disservice when they allowed her to do that. Because they could have digged deeper and found... I'm sure there's story.
Right.
There has to be stories there.
Yeah.
And either whether they tried to dig deeper and she didn't allow it, or she's like, that's, you know, they didn't dig deeper. There was some type of disservice because they should have pulled that out of her to tell her story. Because I know for a fact she seems like that person that never gives up. So I know for a fact there's that story where, like, this happened, this is how it, and I was able to overcome it. Yeah. And if she were to just kind of concentrate on that story. And then, again, I love Madonna. But the song choice plus all that stuff.
But I did love her outfit.
Oh, the outfit was amazing, but it just didn't. Again, it didn't feel like
it didn't all like flow right together. There was a lot of disconnecting pieces.
Because the outfit was very harsh, and this week seemed very emotional. So the song choice plus the outfit. I mean, again, I love the outfit, love the song choice, but everything together just didn't
in line with the theme. Yeah, I agree. Well, the next performer definitely did connect all the dots, I thought. Mm-hmm. Simone and Sasha did a Viennese waltz, and she highlighted her most memorable year was the year she was adopted by her grandparents in year 2000. Mm-hmm. That was another tearjerker.
Yeah. I put this is my second favorite dance.
Me too.
Yeah.
Gosh, we are in sync tonight. Nice.
I felt this week, because I saw a lot of comments about it last week, it was just like she's such a talented individual. And I think we put so much pressure, or we thought that she was just out of the gate coming, gonna like kind of kill the rest of the competition. But that emotional aspect was lacking.
Yes.
And this week she got to the emotional aspect of it. Like, you know, it flowed. Even how, like, you know, he touched her face and she allowed that. And, you know, it's just kind of... I think one of the judges said, you know, she started off crying and she still, you know, went through the dance and, you know, executed it, but with more softness, because now you're dealing with your emotions while you're doing this.
Yeah.
And so it just, I absolutely loved it. This is what I was hoping to see last week, and now we're seeing it. So hopefully she's going to be able to do it every week.
Right. Well, yeah, it's almost like, you know, she said muscle memory was the way that she was able to really make it through the dance performance, from because she started out crying seeing the package and then she ended the performance with happy tears. And it's funny that she sort of said that as her reason to get through the performance, because if you think about it, I would think that, you know, her muscle memory as a, you know, gold medalist, successful gymnast, is she's so used to performing without emotion.
Right.
And that, I mean, no one wants to see someone break down in tears on the gym floor. And that's just like the same thing we were saying with Nancy Kerrigan. It's like you put that to the side. That's like in another box. Mm-hmm. We don't even go there. But maybe she's retraining herself.
I don't know. We'll see. Because next week it's not an emotion. I mean, I guess if you do, depending on your... how you connect with Disney, it could be emotional, but next week seems like more of a bubbly type week, and she might revert back to that bubbly personality, but there's nothing wrong with that, but that seems almost like her character. Like, you know how, like, when you're, because she's in her early 20s, like, barely.
She's, like, barely 20.
Right, so it's like, you know, when you're still trying to discover yourself, and I think she's been, you know, the gymnast for so long that, you know, the other aspects of it she hasn't discovered yet, so I don't know if she's going to be able to discover that part before this competition's end, because that's the only thing that she's really missing. Because even when she did it, and then she kind of almost took a step and then stepped into the splits and then came together.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's she's amazing. Just needs that emotion,
right? I know. Well, hopefully that was the turning point, because it kind of seemed like it.
Yeah,
I'm sure as a, you know, newly 20-year-old, that has to be scary to really be that vulnerable, because she's, you know, so highly regarded as an athlete,
right?
And she has such a beautiful story.
Right. And it's the pressures, too. If you noticed in the promos before the show even started, they were kind of toting her, not necessarily that she's going to win, but that was kind of the lead celebrity when people talked about Dancing with the Stars. So I think it's on top of that, too, the pressures of, you know, and then her teammate won last year or last season. So that's, I think, all those little pressures are kind of, you know, and then when you have pressure, if you're used to competition, the first thing you're going to do is take away the emotion.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I really want to see her.
It'll be interesting to see where she goes from here.
Yeah.
It'll either go backwards or forwards.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
She's going to be, it's almost like one of those, she's kind of dipping in and out of being the dark horse.
Yeah.
Or not. Like, she might fall away. Like, she doesn't get it. And then she's going to be eliminated in the upper weeks or later weeks. or she might emerge as a dark horse and finally get it, and she gets all that plus the flips and the turns and all this other stuff. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, her athletic ability, I think, for sure gives her an advantage. But I think just her maturity, too. It's like, it's so impressive to watch. But got to get to the last performance of the night.
One thing. So yeah. VDW82, you know who I'm talking about. But we have a lot of super, so he says we have, or they say they have a lot of super sweet contestants this season with personalities. So Simone needs to bring something else. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, guys.
Good feedback, you guys. So, yes, last performance of the night, last but not least, is Boner. See, I already knew I was going to revert back to that.
Boy. That's what we said. We were what are you thinking?
Him. Sorry, he's just so steamy. Boner and Charta doing the foxtrot. And, yeah, that was a remarkable performance, mm-hmm. honoring his remarkable comeback yep. from a broken neck injury where he was paralyzed yeah. and came back. It's incredible that he can even do that.
Well, it's incredible that he even lived. Like, looking at yes. the footage, forget about the part he landed was crazy. The fact he survived that. And then the fact that the bull
didn't, like, kill him.
He tried to, but, you know, obviously there's safeguards and all this other stuff. Like, the fact that goodness. He's... You know, I'm sure he thinks about that. Like, you know, the fact that I'm alive is an amazing thing. The fact that I'm now walking is an amazing thing. And I like how they started the intro where he had the cowboy and, you know, he's kind of yeah. led him. I love it.
It was beautiful.
It was a great storyline.
Yes, great storyline. And I loved that, his message too was, again, so positive. And he was talking about how, you know, his dad had really always instilled in him that there's never a good time to quit. And that's so true. It's such mm-hmm. a good message to share, and that's sort of been his message all season. But I think I thought this was his best performance of the season.
Agreed.
It was incredible. And his technique, it seemed like he's really worked on his stiffness. I mean, obviously, you would assume that someone that recovered a crazy injury like that would have a little bit of a stiff neck.
Right.
But I didn't notice that at all.
I noticed it a little bit, but I think... The choreography is kind of allowing us not to see it, if that makes
right.
sense. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think this is one of his better performances. It just feels like he's getting it, and the pairing together, I mean...
Yeah,
I swear I heard a babe, but, you know, we're not...
I know, you said that.
We're not
going to
speculate too much. We'll leave that alone. I'm sure it's going to come out eventually.
There's something going on there. We don't quite know what it is. Okay, but let's talk about the two. So the two that were in jeopardy at the end of the show was Mr. T and Kim and Eric, Jane and Kim.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're right.
Yeah. And Mr. T was eliminated. Did you see that coming?
I didn't, because I totally forgot this was based off of last week's votes. And part of me was basing it off, like, for a split second, it was based off of the performances tonight. Mm-hmm. And based off the performances tonight, I would have sent Erica home.
Yeah, I agree.
But then I remember it's like, oh, it's from last week because, you know, that's how it goes. So I understood it. But it had to happen. Like, the competition's really, really, it's everybody's stepping
up. Starting to heat up.
So, you know, it had to happen.
Yeah. I know. So who do you think is potentially in Jeopardy next week? Erica's gonna stay.
Erica and Bonner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's gonna be Erica, Bonner, or Nick.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on a couple of things. If Erica, depending on the dance that she gets. And
well, didn't he get? Well, he Bonner got great. Got pretty good scores.
They both got great. They both got good, great scores, but compared to everybody else in the field,
right? But I don't think.
Nick
hasn't gotten that great score. You know what I mean?
So Nick got. Let's see.
What did Nick get?
Was he the first performer?
No, he was like the third. Sorry, we're looking at.
No worries.
The second performer.
Nick got 38.
Yeah, 38. And then Bonner got...
Ooh, here we go.
He got
32. 32 out of 40.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
well, they're close.
I don't know. I felt this week that Nick did a better, because he doesn't have that injury hindering him per se. Mm-hmm. I felt like Nick did a better job, but it's kind of one of those things. Like I almost wish that Barnard didn't have an injury so I could see how he would be. But then obviously, then he went out of the storyline and blah blah blah.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's part of his appeal. I mean, that's such
that
a
he can do it. But then it's kind of like Mr. T, for instance. You know, he's improving. But, you know, due to age and all this other stuff, you know, mm-hmm. he's not going to make it. So I see those three. I think Erica might not be in that if it's based off of this performance. So she might be in that.
Yeah, I think,
I kind of wish it was like almost instant. Like we can base it off the performance
I almost wish they would, change that. But then people wouldn't get to perform as much. I think that's why they changed it. Right? Because it used to be on Dancing with the Stars that the elimination happened at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, because I think they had it. Two days. Armando says Nick won't go home because of his ties with ABC, which is possible.
Well, that's true.
ABC, so Trini Boy said, what does that mean? So ABC, The Bachelor is also on ABC, so it's a network tie-in. Yes.
And ABC also is part of the Disney family, which is the theme for next week. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. I love Disney.
I know. I hope it's not going to be campy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind campy, but I hope it's not going to be overly campy.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it'll just be such a different, it's such a different show, obviously, than
no more, tonight. Like, slight tears.
Yeah. Maybe. Like, some people get teary-eyed at Disneyland.
Well, we'll see. Like Sleeping Beauty type thing. We'll see. I definitely enjoy I see the progress every week. The performances are getting great. This competition is getting tough.
I know. It's a fun season.
Yeah.
Competitive season. Well, thanks for tuning in, you guys. And make sure to come back next Monday night for Disney Night as we discuss our favorites and who was eliminated. See you next week. I'm Tara Tenure. Find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenure.
I thought they was playing like Disney music. I was like, wait a minute, what is that? So thank you guys for hopping on the live chat. Please come again next week. Really appreciate it. It was on fire so much that I couldn't get to everybody, but thank you guys for hopping on. Also keep with your comments for iTunes. Put 5 stars, anything less, don't bother put it. Really appreciate all of that. We do read all your comments, whether negative or positive, all that good stuff. We have thick skin, so come with it. You can follow me, or you can find me at TK Trinidad on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. So just TK Trinidad. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.